territories and tasks. Compare board. The new social contract states that the union management operates on two ranges, geographic and sectoral. This is because, as a working species, humankind can establish itself anywhere on Earth, where at the same time it finds very diverse conditions for its activity. Hence, two opposite compasses of social activity. 1. Poles vary from the equator and from the tropics. Similarly, Tibet, at an altitude of 6,000 meters, isn't Indonesia, 15,000 islands. Likewise, the savannah, tundra, Sahara, and virgin forests vary a great deal. Human settlement is consequently conditioned by it, and jobs are in each case interlinked into some kind of original consortium. 2. On the other hand, the major fields of activity can ultimately be relevant to any given zone around the globe, from mining, transport, pharmacy, or insurance, to physics, morals, fine arts, and religion. Each of these sectors, taken aside, consequently appears as a complex, the head office of which is more or less irrelevant, but which integrates a series of stages within a channel. Metallurgy is a good example of this, inasmuch as it controls everything from the extraction of minerals up to the supply of sheet iron through foundry and steelworks. Since work is thus independent of nature, a double social representation, both local and general, is necessary. This explains why the Union of French Workers have, at the same time, local unions and professional federations, the latter swaying over the former. Similarly, in politics, the Senate and the Assembly, the latter swaying over the former, their gathering in a parliamentary congress being provided for. ANACOM, with its popular double basis, is perfectly suited to such bicameralism, but this time at parity, just as the position of a sport on Earth requires the meeting of parallel and meridian. And we don't have to fear any more of the reactionary role of the English landlords of 1642, Cavaliers versus Roundheads, or the French Federalists of 1792, Girondists versus the Mountain. We can naturally predict that women will carry more weight than men in the House of Territories, with the inverse ratio in the House of Tasks. Other physical peculiarities will of course have their barristers in the new Senate. Infancy, crippled, aged, handicapped, casualties, and patients. No harebrained utopias. But I can foresee primary elections through which the feminine party and the non-feminine party, whether mixed gender or not, will compete on every geographic step for the nomination of the members of each house, those of localities and those of jobs. And it is these elect whom I call union managers. This stuff will be renewed and purified as often as possible. Comment. While the very feminine Senate will deal with the crippled aged, the mixed gender council of able-bodied veterans will have two just right for functions. 1. The care of young, the spontaneous materialism of which it will harvest and channel. Compare Agada, Jewish legends. With it comes the revivifying of the vast memory and extraordinary physical courage, which was the hallmark of our kindred ancestry. 2. The role of justice of the peace, such as elected by the French in August 1719, and adjudicators such as the Muslim Qadi. Qadi equal adjudicator equal Hakam. Decide between them, says the Quran, equal Ahum Bachinaum. Surah 5:49. Al-Ma'idah, the feast.